Hello, 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 everybody. Welcome back for another exciting episode of Sisters United. Yes, we're going to be talking about two topics that are that's on the forefront right now. that just happened. So we're going to weigh in, and talk about it. So if you want to be a part of the conversation, make sure you stay right here. We'll be right back with Sisters United.
Holding on, Jackie's. You better believe I'm holding on, Queen Jackie's. Holding on. You better believe I'm holding on. Holding on.
All right, welcome back. So today we're going to be talking about the Kirk Franklin debacle. We're going to be talking about Cardi B, Megan the Stallion, I don't know, and the performance on the Grammys. And everybody is losing it because of their performance, you know. I'm going to be playing a clip for an upcoming event that's being given by my family, okay? It's called the Cook for Show Southern Love Experience. And so I just want to, we got Glory on here today. All right. Hey, Glory.
Hi.
What's going on, girl?
How you doing?
Hey. So we're going to be talking about, I'm going to share a clip from the Southern Love Experience that's coming up in on April the 10th. It's going to be in Texarkana, Texas, which is close to my hometown. And so we want everybody that wants to go, you ready to get out the house. Of course, you got to mask up and do all of that good stuff. But my brothers are going to be singing. When I tell you, it's going to be awesome. Listen, don't be sitting in that house. Get out. You've been waiting on a date. You up towards Shreveport, Texarkana, East Texas. Get out the house. Come on out. Have a good time. I'm going to tell you right now, the Right Touch Band, which is one of my favorite bands, is going to be there. And they're going to be accompanying my brother, Marcel Casanova and Billy Cook. Then we also have Essence of Soul that's going to be, you know, performing, singing in the house style. Listen, so you want to come out. All right. So we'll be playing a commercial for that in a little while. Glory, what's been going on with you?
You know what? I've been good. I've been good just waving the weather, getting over. I had a very bad sore throat last week, so I'm doing good. I'm doing better. I'm still kind of getting over the weather changes and whatnot, but I'm doing good. How you been?
Oh, I've been doing fine. I'm trying to hook up some sound right quick so I can hear you. Hardly hear you.
You can't hear me?
I can hear you a little bit.
Really?
Like you're real low.
Hold on. I don't know why. Is it better? Is it still the same?
Yeah, I can hear you a little bit.
Is it? Let me hang up and I'm gonna come back on. You hear me?
I can hear you.
I'm gonna hang up and come back.
Okay. All right, y'all. So we want to get into the game, Would You Rather, in just a few minutes, because I know y'all wait. And y'all know I believe in participation. If you participate, there are going to be some giveaways. I've been waiting to give away a Sisters United shirt, but I'm trying to get some people I'm trying to get you to participate. Yes, if you participate. What's going on, Vita?
Hey, what's going on?
Oh, girl, trying to listen. We gave away, did some giveaways last time, you know.
Okay.
So I'm going to be giving away this time. I'm giving away a paparazzi necklace. I'm going to be, we had a winner last week.
Okay.
And she was participating, answering questions, baby. She was letting us know how she felt about these different things. Okay. So we also, we're going to be playing Would You Rather. We waiting on some answers to some questions. I got my comment box up. So when you come in and let us know what you would rather do, you know, we looking to bless somebody today. Okay. Now I want to order a Sisters United shirt for somebody as well.
Okay.
And send it to you. So I'll, you know, some good participation today is going to bless my life.
Okay.
What's been going on, Vita?
Nothing much, guys. Just been in the blessing business. You understand? Been in, look, I'm over trying to get the lights right over here. Been in the blessing business. Okay.
Okay. Hold it. Talk to the people. Let me give me some headphones because I can barely hear you.
Okay. Turn this up. Make sure I'm okay. So yes, God has been in the blessing business. I am so thankful to be on here today. I mean, when I tell you, God, this is just the season of watch God do what he do, watch God manifest everything that he's promised you. And I am so thankful for that. I am so thankful. I am so grateful.
And, pair of headphones. I'm back.
Oh, that's right. And I also, look, I have a couple of things that I can give away in the giveaway till I'm over here looking and seeing. You know, I got some lip gloss, some Mary Kay lip gloss, some eyeshadows that I can
put my hat back on.
That I can do.
See, I sit it on there with the headphones. You know, us ladies, we'll be trying to keep our. Wait, where my headphone jacket? Hold on, y'all. Whoa, whoa, whoa. It's all caught in my hair. Hold on. All right, now we're in business. Once I get it out this hair. So, Vita, talk to us about the business. How's the business going? What kind of sales you got going? What's up?
Business is going well. It's going really well. I'm offering 20% off this month on all purchases, but it's going well. And I was saying, I'm over here looking around. You see, I'm looking. Listen. I got some stuff I can give away. You know, we got some, I got a nice hand soap from Mary Kay. I know I sell Mary Kay, so I have a nice hand soap and a spray hand sanitizer that I can give away on this week. And next week I'll find some other little things that I can find and give away. And next week I'll do some makeup. I'll
just get my little
makeup
little stash
together and do that for a giveaway.
All right.
Shoot, I missed the giveaway. Lord, that was beautiful.
Yes. So, those of you that are watching, share this show. We'll give away something for the person that shared the show the most, you know, and because we got some topics we're going to talk about today, babe. We're not playing around. We're going to talk about Megan Stallion and Cardi B, you know, and how everybody is having a fit because they were all on each other and doing these little sexual simulations on stage. Okay, you know, so many different opinions. Then we have the Kirk Franklin debacle, you know.
I'm ready for that.
Baby, I'm so ready, you know, to talk about that one. But, you know, sometimes we don't want to be real about it, you know. Mm-hmm. We want to act as though, I don't want to get into it, because I get into it right now, you know. Because honestly, you know, let's go ahead. Well, no, yeah, I can't. Oh, I want to do it so bad, but we gotta do this. Would you rather? You know, goodness. Okay. Let's get into this. Would you rather? Okay. For those of you that are listening, so that we know that you are participating, make sure that you drop a hey. It's me. I'm participating in the comment section. Last week, we had two winners. We had Lisa Tebow and we had Teresa. Forgive me for not remembering your last name, but I know that you are on here. Please say hello. Drop your name. We want to give away some stuff. Listen, I don't mind paying postage for some participation. You understand what I'm saying? All right. Let's get into Would You Rather? All right. Would you rather constantly have to sneeze, but it never comes? We talked about this one. Or have hiccups that last for 4 hours per day? Would you rather?
I'm going to go with constantly have to sneeze and it don't come. I'd rather that. And, you know, I can be around talking about, you know, but a hiccup for 4 hours?
4 hours.
Oh, child.
4 hours every day. What if your wig fall off when your wig just slide to the back?
You gotta put a little tape.
They got tape, glue, pins, all kinds of stuff. But I know sometimes you grab that wig and head out the house real quick and they don't stay, but it's okay. Just don't get close to nobody. And don't let it be too long because you're going to sit on it. What you think, Glory? What you rather?
I would have to sneeze than have hiccups. Because when I get hiccups, I get a headache.
Really. Oh. Okay.
I was about to sneeze.
Let me think. I sneeze like my daddy. If I sneeze, the whole room is like, what happened? I sneeze. It's powerful. Would I want to sneeze? How long can it say? Would you rather constantly have to sneeze but can't? Oh, no. Oh, my God. That feeling is weird, ain't it? You be sitting there.
Because your nose be tickling a little bit. It be tickling.
Yeah.
Your nose didn't tickle. You might be all right, but that nose be tickling. You be like, man, I got to get this out, man, because it's irritating. I don't know.
And then I be in public, and if I'm doing it all the time, they going to think I'm on that white stuff. And I ain't.
White stuff.
That old. That old, you know. Listen. So I think I will do the hiccups. Okay, I see people on here. So if you want to participate, we have giveaways. We have paparazzi giveaways, Mary Kay giveaways. We are trying to bless somebody today for your participation, okay? Drop a comment. I know somebody tried to drop comments last week, but guess what? I got a whole tablet to keep up with your comments, okay? Now, the next question. Would you rather have to use your weak hand to eat or to write? That's an easy one. You know, I guess that's my left hand because I can't write with my left hand. So, viewer, what would you rather do? Would you rather use your left hand to eat, which that ain't hard? Or would you rather use your weak hand to write? I'll take eat for 100, Alex. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
What about you? Yeah.
You know, I'm a little ambidextrous because, see, I can write with both hands and that kind of thing.
Shut up.
But see, mine was just like a practice thing. Like, I'd be bored in school. I was like, well, let me come on. I started with my name. Let me figure out how to write my name. And then I got to sentence. You know what I'm saying? Just because, yeah, you know, I was just ahead of, you know, my schoolwork and stuff. Because, you know, actually growing up, I was in gifted and talented. Got skipped up a couple grades. You know,
yeah,
you know, I graduated early and that kind of thing. So it was just like I really wasn't getting what I needed. So I would just do little different things. I wasn't going to be the mischievous, you know, one because, hey, I already know what we're talking about because my mom was going to come up there and put her foot in my tail. You know what I'm saying? So I ain't even play that. So I would just do little crazy stuff like that. Just sit up there and write with both hands. And I learned sign language and stuff sitting there, you know, practicing little sign language.
I was mischievous.
Boy.
I was always in a fight. I was a class clown, and the teacher loved me, but hate to see me coming. Because they knew once I got some free time, baby, the whole class gonna be cracking up. I'm gonna talk about your mama, your hair, your this, that, and the other. Don't get me wrong. I'm in the country. Everybody ranking in the country. Everybody, you, honey, you can't even get offended because they finna get you in a minute. But yes, I think I'd rather just go ahead and eat because I can't use it. I can't use the weekend to write. Glory! What you think?
Same. I will have to use my left hand to eat with. I mean, I can write with my left hand.
Okay.
Yeah, I can write my left hand real good, but I would still rather eat with it getting
the
right with it.
Okay, now I got this next question. Ooh, this next question, baby, is just not going. I mean, I'm not skipping it either. I started to skip it, but I ain't. This one said, would you rather have to shave all of your hair off or lose all of your teeth?
I'll shave my hair off. But you know what? They both can be replaced.
That's true.
You can get a wig and you can get dentures.
That's it.
Check it out. Listen, I'm the model. Listen, I ain't gonna lie to you. I will cut my hair off. I'm not lying. I mean, I used to didn't feel like I could cut my hair off. But once I did the chop, I was like, yes, hallelujah, glory, yes, yeah, I'm with you. I agree with you, glory. Vita, which one, Vita?
I would have to go with hair, you know, because, like, I mean,
how?
Because, see, if I was like anybody else, you know, and I know you ain't got no teeth, I'm going to try to make you laugh, you know what I'm saying? I ain't even gonna lie to you. I'm gonna try to make you laugh so I can just
so I can see your gums. I just want to see you. I just want to see you. But you know what?
Right, but I, yeah.
You know what? I got a couple of teeth missing. I ain't gonna lie to you. I be embarrassed. I don't want to turn to the side because that old tooth. Y'all let a tooth that's right on the side be missing in people's mouth. You know. I got that tooth missing. I'm gonna tell y'all what I did. So I just was chasing after Dennis. I was like, I cannot have an incomplete smile. I cannot. You're going to fix this, right? So I was eating. I got a partial. I was eating a burger. And the tooth, you understand me, came up missing again. Out of the course.
Fake.
I'd have swallowed the tooth. Oh, glory. Hallelujah. Girl, listen. And I laughed at myself so much because I was like, girl, you chased down all kinds of dentists just so you wouldn't have that imperfection, right? I'm like, girl, I'm gonna take pictures from the good side. I ain't gonna take it from their side. They see that, girl. I'm a Lord. I can't lose my teeth though. Them two front teeth. Girl, listen. I thought, listen. I didn't know. Listen. When you lose your teeth, you know your whole mouth kind of sink in, right? And your lips poke out. Girl, that's my greatest fear for my face to just say, girl, listen. So I don't know. I had to shave this hair all off. I got to shave. I can't do it. Mm-hmm. Then I was dating this guy one time. Girl, and he had got them what's them thing, veneers. Ooh. I don't know who put them in, but girl, he came to see me, girl, and smiled. I said, what is that little piece of, what's that, where's your tooth at? He said, oh, I'm getting it fixed.
What are those?
I say, what you mean you getting it fixed? Oh, you know, veneer, they you know, shave down your tooth and put a, I say, the devil is a lie. I say, baby, I say, long as you come over here, don't you ever come over here without that veneer in, boo.
Oh, man, let me tell you something. But you know what with the veneer, why they always make them like horse too big? Like, they don't never make them, they can't never make them regular size. You know, I'm like.
And it make you want to say, are those your real teeth? It just make you want to say it. You be look. They think, they really think you are into them, and you be just staring at the teeth. You be like, damn.
Should I ask? Because if I ask them, I'm not gonna get a second date.
I'm not getting. Well, by the time I decide to ask, I'm not trying to go on more because I'm going all in now. I'm like, hey, is them your teeth? Baby, is that, look? And then I'm looking at your hairline. If it's too dark, I'm like, hey, yeah. Is that a unit? Talk to me. Is it a unit? Yeah. Look, be. Is that a unit? Uh-huh. I ain't mad if you go get one, but don't you ever let me see that come off. I don't want to see it.
Keep your stuff.
I don't want to see it. I don't know how I feel about it. My God. Okay. All right. Would you rather have to pay for everything with pennies or $100 bills for the rest of your life? Oh my God.
Okay, I already know the answer
to that. Baby, at least. I remember when I had to pay with some pennies, when I had to search that couch for them pennies, baby, I had no money. I say, all right, kids, pull out this couch, turn this couch over, shake it. Baby, we come up out of there about $10, $12. I said, what was y'all doing? Is the couch your piggy bank? Baby, I be in there proud with my pennies.
And I know somebody you didn't invite
it
open and lost some change.
Wait, wait. And don't get the wrong cashier and you count them out. Oh, I miscount.
Right.
Look, the cashier like, just give it here.
No way.
I'm gonna do whatever, go with it. Cause that's how I do it at the beauty supply. Just give it here, cause I'm
gonna
put it with it. Go on, here you go, baby.
Thank go ahead.
You don't need your receipt because you ain't paid for it yet.
Man, I would rather, but you know, I ain't gonna lie. I did it to somebody who I had the cash and I took out the pennies because they was being rude. Father, you gonna count these pennies today? All 100 pennies, you just to count them.
Yeah, you ain't tell. You gonna learn some patience today.
Could you imagine your total is $1,000 and somebody gotta pay with, oh Lord. What's that? 10,000 pennies? Is that 10,000?
Look,
look, you have to add 20. No, you gotta move it over. Is that 100,000?
Hey, and look, I'm one of the people, I don't make stacks of 10. I make stacks of 5. I'll be like, all right, that's make, put it all in 5. Okay, then 5, 10, 15, 20, 12. But I promise you, whoever is the cashier, they kicking me out. They calling their manager. Because, baby, because I'm going to knock a 5 over and I'm going to say, oh, man, let me start all over.
Yeah,
don't let it be a long line.
Oh, baby. You're in trouble. You are in trouble.
Okay.
What time we working with? We got about 5 more minutes. Let's look. Would you rather have a camera as your eyes or a sound recorder as your ears?
Oh, Tom. Wait a minute. Say it again.
Would you rather have a camera as your eyes or a sound recorder as your ears?
I want to understand. Because I want to, man, I don't know about that one.
I want a camera.
A sound recording as your ears.
Mm-hmm.
Or
I think
as or a what?
Or a camera for your eyes. I'm going with a camera.
A camera.
Yeah, because there's some things that people have said, if I play it back, which is going to bring us into Kirk Franklin in just a minute. If I play it back, boo-boo. No. Yes. No. Because you're recording not just people who talk to you, you're recording yourself too.
Right.
And it's a whole lot of conversations we didn't had and stuff we didn't say. We just really wouldn't want nobody to hear. So I don't want to record that. Is it? And I wonder, is the back of my ear a play button or a rewind button or what is
it? See, yeah, you know what? With these questions, there's so many other questions that you have before you really, before you really want to place an answer. Like, okay,
for real.
You know, let me
yeah, let me be careful about that.
Mm-hmm.
So which one?
Usually I try to be, you know, the odd person. Let me go with the other one, but I don't know. I'll probably go ahead and take the video thing for the eye, I guess.
Yeah.
You show.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Cause see, in my eyes, your eyes see a lot of what people not saying. You get what I'm saying? So if I'm sitting there with somebody, right? And I tell, I tell my homegirl, your husband cheating on you. She don't believe. I say, hold on, let me get my camera out.
There you go.
You know, and play this for you. Mm-hmm. Now, I don't know if my eyes going to blink and it's going to rewind. She can watch it. I don't know if my eyes could project. They didn't put that in there. But I'd have proof.
Yeah.
I'm like, hold on, girl. See this Texas Roadhouse? You see him going in with this hoochie right here? That's not you. I told you. Now go to God and pray. Call him in. And you got to pray first before you approach that man when he cheating on you. You got to pray first, girl, because you saw that lady. Hey, y'all remember that lady ran over that man? She ran circles. She ran over him in the driveway, came back, ran over him again, came back. Baby, you can't play. Yeah. You got to pray. You got to pray.
That's it.
Yeah. Then, let me tell you something. I threw a man's clothes out the window. I ain't gonna lie to you. I threw his clothes out the window. Yeah. Yeah, he cussed me out and pushed my daughter. And when he got home, his clothes was in the shrubs out the window.
You know what?
Yeah.
So if I can't 100% say that I'm a pray. When I find out, think about my time. I hate wasting my time. My time.
Ooh, I hate wasting it.
It's very valuable to me. So I'm going to think about my time, and the time that I gave could have been going on something completely different. You know what I'm
saying? Yeah. Could have been with somebody that loves you.
I just got my gun license. So I don't know if I'm. Just go, Lord Jesus, Father.
Call me, Glory. Call me first. Glory, call me. Glory, don't do it. Call me, baby.
Right, Lord, but just don't shoot him to kill. Just shoot him, like, you know,
yeah.
In a camp or somewhere he can't walk.
Glory, Glory, listen to me. Vita, don't call Vita first. Call me. Vita be on the phone. Yeah, girl, ain't for the knee. Ain't for the knee.
Both of them.
Listen. But what, you know, segueing out of this, what would you rather? But seriously, what do men think? See, this is what gets me. When a woman is a Christian, for some reason, men think I can take her through any and everything because she is a woman of God and she gotta take it. Let me help you with something. No, sir. We don't have to take it. Don't even have to deal with you. I'm trying to help you. Can I just help somebody? Hey, Glory. I want to help you today. I want to help you. You want to know why? Because just like God love you, God love her too. You know, you cannot think that you are, I am man, hear me roar, I am the head, shut up. Cause, you know, watch yourself. Got to watch yourself. You know, because God loved me. He promised me abundance, just like he promised you abundance. Can we just go here right quick? This is a little bit off of what we ain't got nothing to do with what we were going to talk about, but I'm just going to throw it out there for you. You cannot treat your wife, girlfriend, or somebody that's, y'all, and you church men, know that woman like you at that church. You using her and everything else. I'm all in somebody's business this morning. Oh, God is watching you. Lord, have mercy, Jesus. You know she like you. You call her, she bring you lunch. You know, you listen, God ain't sleep, honey. God ain't sleep. God did not make us, he pulled us from your body, made us and all that good stuff. But he didn't make us for you to trample all over us just because you are the man. You better get yourself together. Ooh, somebody hot right now. I'm trying to help your husband. I'm going to help you. He said, love your wife like you love yourself. Are you beating yourself up? Come on. I'm just trying to help you. Do you buy your, hey, are you telling her, are you telling yourself to sit down and shut up and you don't need nothing and cussing her? Are you cussing yourself? I'm just trying to help you. Amen. You out there treating her any kind of way, doing everything that you big enough to do, but I'm here to tell you, God sits high and he looks low. And you guess what? Your day coming. Because what he'll do, he'll take that woman and put her in the arms of a man that's going to love her the way she's supposed to be loved. And I want you to say God didn't have nothing to do with that. I want you to. So I can help you. I want to help you. Yes, I do. Because a lot of y'all think, see, we read the Bible, but let me help you. We ain't in the same time that the Bible was in, honey. It's things called divorce. It's things called jail. And if you don't be careful, it's things called a coffin. You can't play with no woman over and over again like that, baby.
That's it.
If you don't want her, let me tell you what Fantasia said. If you don't want me, then don't talk to me. Go ahead. I want to preach this. I'm going to preach this to you because y'all super saved, but I want to help you. Go ahead and free yourself. Mm-hmm. Don't take me through a whole bunch of stuff just because you didn't realize or you didn't got down off of your infatuation and now all of a sudden you can't stand me and I get on your nerves. I want to help you. Go ahead and free yourself. Come on, Fantasia, help me today. Because some of y'all don't know why that woman won't help you around that house no more. Why that woman don't want to be at that house with you. You don't understand because you done turned into a monster.
Yeah.
Just trying to help you. It's some women. Can I just go here? Somebody say, go ahead. I just go here? Mm-hmm. You think because she a woman of God that you can take her and drag her all down the street. And let me tell you something. When you go show your body to another woman, do you know it's just like you dragging her, dragging your wife down the street? When you over here in these women inbox, hey, beautiful, you look good, and all this, and comment on all these posts, oh, can I just be in the house today? Can I just say something? Yeah. Huh? Yes, you don't even tell your wife you look good. I'm just trying to help you today. See, because this Facebook, oh, my God, y'all done made me get all out of it. I knew it. Listen. I'm trying to help you today. Some of y'all as wrong as two left shoes, but you don't listen. You'll go out there and sleep with everybody. But as soon as your wife fall and sleep with somebody, all of a sudden she's a piece of trash and she ain't never loved me. How could you? Let me help you something, honey. You reap what you sow. The Bible say when the husband commit adultery, he calls his wife to commit adultery. Why? Because y'all are one, yeah. Honey. Y'all are one. And whatever you do, that spirit is going to go through your house and wreak havoc. I'm just trying to help you. Mm-hmm. Unless, oh, yeah.
Unless that woman, that woman is strong enough to let you have your cake and move on. You know what I'm saying?
Well, that's why, but see, that's the same thing. That's exactly what I'm saying. If he, look, let me tell you something. Whoever do it, wife or the husband, whoever invite that spirit into the house, you get what I'm saying? That house gonna fall. It's gonna fall. A lot of women say, oh, let me tell y'all something. Married at 21, he was sleeping with everybody he could sleep with. You know what I'm saying? Everybody that told him he was cute. You know, there he is, laid down naked. You understand me? But I want to tell you this. When he started doing it, the house became jacked up. You get what I'm saying? The kids, it divided the household. It divided the woman. She didn't have that we didn't have that connection anymore. You get what I'm saying? Then we arguing all the time. That's because you went and connected with somebody else. Sex is marriage. According to God, when you lay down with somebody, sex is marriage. You get what I'm saying? Oh, it didn't mean nothing. And then you tell her because she only, this, let me tell you what this man said. He said, because the woman only slept with one man, that means she was emotionally involved. I slept with a number of women and it was just sleeping around. I said, what? I said, that's your philosophy, but that's how a lot of men think. Oh, you was just with one. You was just focused on one man. I was like, all of it's wrong. Are you serious? Are you serious? So my point is, why are we allowing so much abuse to come in our lives as individuals? You know, a lot of women in relationships, I got to take this because this is my husband. No, ma'am. No, ma'am. And somebody gonna be mad at me, but I'm not promoting divorce. I'm just saying, God loves both of us.
You really open up a book of worms on this. I don't even know if we even can have a topic, but you know what? Like what you said is so necessary. When a man steps outside of the umbrella, because remember, there's God, there's the husband, then the wife, then the children. When a man come out of alignment, when you come from under that alignment, you just came from under your covering. So whatever you receive, whatever you lay down, whatever you come out of alignment, that's God's law. Even when you're single, when you have sex with a man, you're picking up 10,000 spirits.
All his stuff.
Now you're going through emotional trauma, and you don't even know why you're depressed. You don't even know why you don't feel good today. You don't even know why you don't want to do this today or do that. Like, you don't know when you lay down.
Come on. Man,
you laying down with so many different spirits, and it causes you to be delayed in life, period.
Oh, say that word again. Delayed.
Delayed. Life delayed. It causes you to be stagnated. It causes you to be miserable, depressed. Like, you have so many mental issues going on by sleeping with somebody that you don't make a commitment to as well. And when you marry.
Come on.
That you want to sleep with another woman while you marry. Fool. You are a foolish woman or man, vice versa.
Yeah. Let me share this post that Brandy Fireball shared. She said somebody will catch it. Some people are assigned to you to disrupt your relationship with God. Boom, I want to start right there. Let me start right there. Some people were sent on assignment, but let me tell you something. They don't know they sent on assignment. It's a spirit. I want to help somebody because people don't like to talk about them spirits. They were sent and they really believe that they're supposed to be with you. This is how deceitful the devil is. But see, you have to use your discernment and know that if this is taken away from what God has called you to do, that wasn't meant for your life. That was sent. Come on, that was an assignment. Come on. For them, for their presence to disrupt everything that God has you doing. Let me tell you how I know this. I've been there, done that. Got married to somebody, okay? Everything I did was destroyed and tainted and tried to destroy even my authority as a woman of God. See? So if you're not careful who you attach yourself to, like you were saying, Glory, you lay down with, because now your spirit jacked up, your mind is jacked up, you can't process nothing. Every dream and everything that God gave you, you don't even believe you can do it no more. Then all of a sudden, you ain't even think about that no more. Your mind's so caught up with this dude that you can't get nothing done, you know? And a lot of times as women, this is why I love this topic. A lot of times as women, we think we're supposed to go through that. But we're not supposed to go through that. Watch this. Let me break this down to you. He created Adam. Okay, he put Adam to sleep and created Eve, right? So if the man that you are with is not in alignment with the call on your life, he is not your husband. Why? You came from him. And everything that you doing is a part of him anyway.
Right.
I want to help somebody today, because y'all be thinking, let me lay all this down. When my husband come, I got to follow his vision. No, when y'all come together, y'all visions come into alignment because you came from him.
That's it.
Oh, I hope I'm helping somebody today.
I just want to say this. I'm sorry. I don't want to interrupt you. But
go ahead.
When you do meet a man and God gave this man a vision, if the Holy Spirit quickened you and told you, because it's not when a woman finds a husband, it's when a man finds a wife.
That's right. That's right.
If this man has a vision.
Mm-hmm.
Or if the woman that you meet has a vision for the household. The woman's supposed to submit to the man's vision for the household. Mm-hmm. And this is something, the reason why I'm speaking on this, because this is something that where I messed up at. When a man has a vision for the household, to move the whole household forward financially, okay?
Mm-hmm.
The woman is supposed to submit to the man's vision. It's because she's a helpmate. She's a helpmate.
Right.
Now, if the man don't have a vision, but the woman do, vice versa. If you see this vision gonna take you to another place financially, why can't you help the woman build it?
Oh, you're talking about you're talking about work or career or something like that. You can't because spiritually and okay. Cause right there people will get confused. Are you talking about ministry or are you talking about work, finance?
Ministry, because we in a marriage, different, you and your husband is called to different things, different assignments.
Right. Right.
It all comes together as one.
Right.
It all comes together as one. But I'm saying outside of ministry.
Oh, like, okay. Yeah.
Like, let's just say you have a business goal that you want to accomplish.
Right.
Your husband has a business goal that he want to accomplish too.
Okay.
Okay. And he needs your help to help him accomplish this goal.
But exactly.
You got your own goals and your own ambitions that you want to do.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So it's like the confusion comes in. How do you balance what you want to do versus what the man want to do?
You sit down and have a conversation. You sit down, listen, because okay, you sit down and have a conversation, but a lot of women don't have that conversation. They don't sit down and say, it's kind of like a man meets you and you have businesses going on, right? He has businesses going on. Okay. So y'all got something in common, but you still have to sit down and say, okay, for us to bring it together, how can we work this together? I don't think it's fair for the woman to say, well, I'm gonna give up all that I'm doing and I'm going to just follow him. I think that now that may work for some women because they, you know, they might want to do that. But at the same time, hey, we partners in this as well. I got something that I'm doing. do it mean that me marrying you, I can't go after my goals? Because you got some career driven women, you know, and like I said, anything that's coming out of you came from the person that God meant for you to be with. Right. So if you, why get with someone that's going to kill all of your dreams? It's just like a lady in ministry. If she marry a pastor, they ministries, boom, come together. You get what I'm saying? It might adjust a little bit because of that new union, but she's still able to fulfill her call. You get what I'm saying? So it's like a conversation that have to happen with couples that they don't have. Cause I came up in church, and a lot of those women didn't sit down and say, "Hey, I want to sell this. I'm doing this." They just gave up everything and start following the man. And before you know it, they was depressed. They just looked unhappy. It was horrible. Next thing you know, they divorced. You know, and then a lot of women stay with men for years, gave them all their good years, and then the man ended up with another woman. And look, where they got to figure out how to start their own life again, you know, how to get up when they could have been still going to school or still teaching and still doing this. So we have to be careful enough to have conversations with each other, you know, sit down and communicate. Because I'm going to tell you, right? Go ahead.
In a marriage, is there a season where, you know, if the man has a vision, you know what I'm saying? Like, let's just say if I want to start a business, or if a woman want to start a business, you know, with something that she want to build from scratch, but the house, the man already have a vision, you know, to financially for the household. Mm-hmm. We're supposed to, if she's not in agreement with what the man is doing, do the woman supposed to work on what she want to build, or do she supposed to submit herself and help the man build what he's building because it's moving the household forward financially?
Okay, this is what I'm gonna say. Okay, is this a change that happened after they got married?
I'm saying when this is a young couple that just
get married. Okay,
you know what I'm saying?
Okay.
And before they got married, you know, this man had already had his dreams and his goals. The woman come in, she don't have no goals, she don't have no dreams. She don't have dreams or goals until they already married. Now, you know what I'm saying? So when she present her ideas to him, you know what I'm saying? It's like, okay, we already building this. So should she forget about what she wanted to build and submit herself into helping him keep building this?
Well, that right there depends on how that relationship, are those two friends with each other? Is he saying not now, but not never? You get what I'm saying? Yeah. Are you willing as a woman, if you're in this type of situation, to say, okay, I will wait. I'm willing to wait, right? Because some men, it just depends on that man. You know, my husband don't want me to lay down no goals and all that kind of stuff. He would never put me in that type of position. You know, I help make sure the finances are together, but it's a conversation that me and my husband have. And some of them, let me tell y'all, some of them conversations be hard. You know, I'll be like, listen, you know, because let me just use myself as an example. When my kids got older and left the house, I said my life would be, from now on, would be fulfilling my dreams. I married my husband, you get what I'm saying? So he was like, you know, he caught on to what I was doing, and he started helping me. Now his visions are coming, right? So I'm there for him, but he don't stop mine. You get what I'm saying? So it's like, we had to have conversations. A lot of couples just feel like, well, I'm saved, and the Bible say that he the head. So if he tell me no, then it's no. But submission is not who tells each other what to do. You know, it's submission. The Bible says that we submit to each other. It says wife submit to the husband, husband submit to the wife. In other words, we have a mutual respect for each other as people. You get what I'm saying? Because y'all two grown people together. It ain't, I'm going to tell y'all right now. Ain't no man supposed to be talking to you. And people, old school saints went through this. Well, Hubba, sit down. You do what I say do. We ain't in that time no more. We listen, we are educated now and we can read. Okay? We can read. All right? A lot of people are talking about that virtuous woman. But let me help you with the virtuous woman. Women, ladies. The virtuous woman was talked about by a king's mother. What type of woman she felt like the king should have. She was not real. The virtuous woman was not real. She was given characteristics of a woman that she wanted for her son. If you are to marry, if y'all go read it, if you are to marry, you need a woman that's this. Her husband's name is known in the street. She go out and get it and come back with it. She, you know, fry up the bacon, cook it up in the pan, make a dress out of a garbage can, you know, whatever. But the thing is, the virtuous woman was not real. I found a lot of saints of God, women that are trying to be this virtuous woman. But let me help you with something. If you are doing all that you know how to do, and you are being all that you know how to be, and you are allowing God to increase you and allowing God to elevate you, then guess what? You are a virtuous woman. You are a virtuous woman. If you are, like the Bible say, for the woman to take care of the house, for her to run the house, the husband is the head, right? But the woman runs that house. That's not saying that the man don't have authority. It's just saying that woman runs that house. You get what I'm saying? That's her house. You know what I'm saying? But like I say, old school couldn't read and interpret, right? So they did extreme things just to make sure they didn't go to hell, you know? But we educated today. Again, James be laughing, but I say we could read. And a lot of these old traditions have nothing to do with relationship with God. You get what I'm saying? We set all these standards up, but do when you read the word, is that in there? Show it to me in the word. Now they say shacking is in the word. Shacking ain't in the word. Shacking, the word shacking is not in the Bible. But when I researched it, okay, that's what old school saints used to say to forbid fornication or to forbid people living together before marriage. Yeah. Okay. Now I'm just saying, but if you want to talk about fornication, just say, hey, don't fornicate. It's a sin. Just say that. Don't be coming up here with a book on shacking. Come on. I ain't read no book on shacking because that's not in the Bible. It didn't say people couldn't live together. It said you're not supposed to be having sex. So living together gives an occasion for sin. I'm just trying to help some people today. Let me help you. My mama. It opens up the door.
But you got people
but
that
I,
and ain't having sex.
And don't. Thank you. Can I just help some?
And you got people who really, really living together, not saying they not tempted, but they not
doing. Yeah.
They ain't doing nothing. You know what I'm saying?
So if it ain't in the Bible, I'm just telling you, I'm one of them preachers. If it ain't in the Bible, baby, I'm not preaching it. You ain't going to get me to say amen it. I'm not all like, you got to stop shacking. I'm going to be like, I rebuke you in the name of Jesus. I don't know where you get that from. Calm down off of it.
How do you spell it?
Is it I-N with an apostrophe? Is it I-N-G? You know, is it an N-N? I don't know. But let's grow up and let's read.
I would say that I wouldn't suggest to live with somebody so quickly if you have, you struggle with sexual desires. If sex is something that
you that's good.
I don't suggest that you dated in your house so quickly.
Uh-huh.
Fall into that bed. You know what I'm saying? So you know you're
struggling
having sex.
You got no business.
I'm inviting this man over, you know, to have Netflix and chill.
Yeah. Hey, but that's just like if a person has a crack addiction, I wouldn't say let's go witness at the crack house. I ain't taking you. You know what I'm saying? I'm not taking you. You know, if I know that you're an alcoholic, I'm not gonna say come up here and stand up with me and Ross. This is why we witnessed, I'm not doing it. So, like I say, don't give an occasion to sin. It's just like when a man or a woman have an affair. Don't put yourself in that situation. Don't give yourself that temptation. Because a lot of times when you lacking and you need and all this kind of stuff, we'll put ourselves in a position to get what we try to get. Let's be real. So.
I don't even know how we, well, I do, but I'm saying like, you know, it's necessary to talk about this, because a lot of young people, they don't know the dangers of opening certain doors.
Oh my God. Oh my Lord. And then the crazy thing about it, are y'all still there?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. The crazy thing about it is, going back to being educated and being able to read, and he said, work out your own soul salvation. So in other words, pick that word up and see what God is saying to you. I can read a scripture. Glory can read a scripture. Vita can read a scripture. I promise you, we're going to get three different things out of that scripture, you know, because God wants to talk to us individually. And what we mess up and do, we don't read the word for ourselves. We let the pastor tell us everything. We just go off what the pastor say. Go home and read it. Go ahead. Because I can preach one thing and it bless you. You go home and read the same thing and God will give you something else that'll bless you even more. So we can read. Yeah. So please read. Stop letting people give and tell you a whole bunch of stuff. Like people, okay. I'm finna talk about Kirk Franks.
Yeah.
People mad at Kirk, you know. And then you got some people that say, hey, Kirk is a father. He was dealing with his son. You know, his son did what he did. But I want to come from this place. We have people that say cussing is a sin. Okay. Cursing is a sin. Cursing your family, cursing see, in the black community, cussing is vulgar language. He says, what is it? Filthy communication corrupts good manners, right? This is a big debate that we don't talk about cussing, right? Cussing, oh, you ain't saved because you're cussing. Okay, I don't believe if I hit my toe on a table and say a four-letter word that God is going to put me in hell. I'm going to just say that. I don't believe I'm going to go to hell for that. Now, some people believe if you cuss, say a cuss word, you're going to hell. You ain't saved. But the bottom line is God is the judge and he's the one going to let the folk in. Okay, not you. Okay. Kirk said a bunch of stuff. Yes, he did. He was talking to his son in a passionate conversation. And my God, you know. But I ain't mad at Kirk. I have no heaven or hell to put Kirk in, you know. But that debate on cussing in the Christian community is a big deal.
It's not.
I know some.
What it say is not what goes in. What
goes.
How's a man? It's what comes out.
Mm-hmm.
What comes out, and I'm a strong believer of what you eat is who you become. What you fill yourself with is who you become. You're not going to be completely delivered from something until that day arrives. You're going to have a constant fight with yourself all the time. It's flesh against spirit all the time.
All the time.
You know what I'm saying? Like, if you got a struggle with profanity, that's your thorn. That's your thorn in your flesh. You know what I'm saying?
Yep, that's so true.
So if you have to work that thing out until, you know, so you completely heal from you using those type of words. But that don't make you not who God said you are because you struggle with profanity. You understand what I'm saying?
Kirk, tell it.
still talented. He's still a man of God.
He still is.
But people have a way of putting passing judgment on somebody because they are a believer or they worship God.
They setting them at a higher standard. You know what I'm saying?
Well, go ahead, Vita, because I'm gonna throw something in there.
Cause see, they setting them at a higher standard, and not just understanding that these people are men too. They're not God. They're not. You know what I'm saying? And but see, my only thing about that that footage that was put out there is that it wasn't the whole thing. So I need to know what you did to provoke your dad. You know what I'm saying? Because I already know it was just you were disrespectful. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, so you were disrespectful.
You was being disrespectful. And see, then you wanted to, you felt that you was going to be able, oh, he going to lose everything he got.
This
and this and this. Because, you know, he cussed and he's supposed to be a man of God and this, this and that. And not knowing, it just brought the folks together like, Lord, listen. I got a grown son now who I had to kick him in the bottom of his butt. You know what I'm saying? Because he was tripping and disrespecting me. So, like, a lot of people came and they really supported. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And knowing, you know, they've dealt with disrespectful children. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And I really felt that the son thought that it was going to go a totally different way. A
different way. Yes, he did.
And he wasn't expecting, you know, this kind of support that he had, you know, but I really felt that it should have, you know, it should have, the whole thing should have been reported, not just, okay, well, I'm going to get you with you to throw out some so-and-so and so-and-so, you know what I'm saying? And, and even the daughter, you know, when she came to her dad's side and was like, you know, he's just green light, and all the son is, he's a narcissist, you know what I'm saying? That's just what it boils down to. He's a narcissist. You know what I mean? And he was green lighting just to get his daddy to like, let me take my daddy there so I can show these people what it really is. Not green lighting, gaslighting. I'm sorry. You know, trying to show, okay, well, let me show y'all how he is. And even though that's not really, you know, how he is.
Yeah. So, yeah. I mean, the whole thing is crazy. You know, because we, like I say, in the Christian community, we want everybody to look like they perfect in order for us imperfect people feel better, you know. But the truth of the matter is, in the church, there are liars. In the church, there are fornicators. In the church, there are hustlers, there are pimps, and I'm just being real, you know. But get this, the church is a hospital. Everybody in the church is in the emergency room, honey. They in there for treatment. They in there to get their lives together. They in there to discover what's going on with them and to see how God can help them get rid of it. But I won't people to just be real. You know you cussing at the house. You know you done hit your toe. You know you done got mad and you cussing. Stop playing. Quit playing.
Right.
And as soon as we in the Black community start being honest and dealing with ourselves for real, then we can really get help. We can really come out of the places that we're in. We can, all this faking and stuff that we doing, we dressed up, we looked at, but as soon as we in the car, we cussing somebody out, we talking crazy, we lying, we gossiping, we talking about people, but we want to just keep that picture perfect. This is what I do at home.
You know what? This right here, look. They need a video camera in everybody's car while they driving. Cause listen,
tell me about it.
I know. I done told some people out, and you know, up in that car, they could just put a video camera in the car.
And everybody
could catch a whole bunch of folks. You know what I'm saying? Talking about, oh, I ain't like that. You know what I'm saying?
That's right. Let's be real about it.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I wanted to I wanted to touch on that. I also wanted to talk about Megan Stallion and Cardi B. We're gonna get that on the next show. You know, they and people think that anyway, we're gonna get that topic on the next show. I have enjoyed myself. Vita, go ahead and sign out for us.
Yo, this topic was amazing. And the thing is, this was just something, you know, that I mean, in our sisterhood, that's the thing. This is not scripted. This is just from what flows into the situation. And that's what I love about this show. So join us again next week at 10 o'clock on the dot. Because I'm going to try to be here on time, too. I'll be coming in a little bit late. I'm going to be here at 10 o'clock on the dot. But join us next week on Wednesday at 10 o'clock on the dot. And this is the signing out.
All right. Make sure you send me a picture. All right.
Yeah,
all right, Glory, go sign out for us today.
Thank you for tuning in, watching the show. I just want to tell everybody, please don't panic. Don't lose your sanity because of what you see and what's going on around you. You know, be peaceful. If you at peace, stay being at peace. You know, keep God first, no matter what.
Amen.
Please just find the time to pray about what you see around you. But this is
amen.
For you to panic about what's going on, but definitely pray. I'm signing out. Y'all have a good day. I hope your Wednesday is blessed. Please join us next Wednesday, 10 a.m.
Amen. Hey, remember, we can read. We can read now. Love y'all. This is an ad for the Southern Love Experience coming up in Texarkana, Texas. We love y'all. Have a blessed day.
And now, more feel-good music.
Good evening. My name is Cassandra Meadows. I'm the event planner here at 84 Phase 2 Bar and Grill, where Reginald Jones is the owner. We're happy to announce that we'll be having a Southern Soul session held on April the 10th, 2021. Tickets are now on sale. You can give me a call at 903-824-4819 or either stop by the bar at 5301 North State Line Avenue, Texarkana, Texas. We look forward to seeing you guys in the place. Thank you. Have a great day.